Jeff Long, athletic director at the University of Arkansas, joins us. Jeff, how are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you, Trey and Matt.
Thank you so much. Jeff, let's go back just a little bit. When did you first know that Brett Bielema was going to be the next head coach at Arkansas?
Well, that's a hard question to answer. I knew we had a chance for him to become the head football coach on Sunday when I called, and he had an interest in talking officially. So that's when I first had an indication that we had a chance. And so then it progressed, you know, very quickly from there.
And, Jeff, we had a few fans and callers, you know, they were like, Jeff owes us an explanation of what he's doing. And I always said, you know, let Jeff do his job. And what was your choice in keeping it so close to the vest and not kind of answering rumors in the media and putting it all out there in the media?
Well, it's very important to protect the identity of those coaches who express interest in our job because, you know, the vast majority of them had great jobs where they were at, and if they weren't going to be the coach at Arkansas, they had a lot to lose. So out of respect for them and respect for the process, it was very important that I not talk about, you know, confirm or deny any of those things, because once you start, then you've got to confirm or deny all of the rumors, and you'd spend all your time putting out rumors. So, you know, it's very important to me that I conduct it very professionally and that I do protect those coaches who, you know, had a strong interest in our program.
Jeff, how much did the new facilities and the construction that is going on there at the University of Arkansas help you in this search?
Oh, I think dramatically. I think several things really helped. One is it's that infrastructure that I talked about, the stuff we've done behind the scenes with, you know, strength and conditioning, academic support, athletic training, sports medicine, those individuals, and also the programs we've put in place there, the staff we've put in place, but then also certainly the facility itself. You know, really sent a strong message that we were supporting football at the highest level. And so I think all of those things had an impact on attracting a top-level coach like Brett Bielema from a BCS conference, from a Big Ten school. I think without those things, you know, 5 years ago, we didn't have those things. And if we were back where we were 5 years ago, we would not have been able to attract a head coach like we were this time.
And like you said, protecting the coaches that you were talking to before the Coach Bielema was named the head coach, can you say who else you contacted before him, like maybe a Gary Patterson or anybody else? Were y'all in contact, or can you deny or confirm any of that?
Well, that's a good and fair question, but really I choose to really protect them at this time because, you know, nobody wants to be second place in a search, and especially
right.
If they're going back to their institution. But I think Arkansas fans should just know that we had many high-level sitting head coaches at BCS-level conferences that were interested in this job. And, you know, there are a million reasons why they didn't play out or they weren't our choice. But I think the fan base should be proud because of the way our program has grown, and it's largely due to their support. It's the season ticket holders, it's the Razorback Foundation members, it's all those folks coming in and buying single game tickets, putting us in a financial position that we could go out and attract a high level coach and pay the assistant coaches that were very important to Coach Bielema as we discussed him becoming our head coach here.
Jeff, I think a lot of fans, when word started leaking out that Tuesday, I guess 2 weeks ago today, that Brett Bielema would be the next head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, their first reaction was, who? And then they started doing their research, and they started saying, okay. And then after the press conference, what has been the reaction that you have received from the major donors and fans around the state that you have talked with?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, when I talked with my superior, certainly the chancellor, Chancellor Gerhardt and President Bobbitt and members of the Board of Trustees, you know, I kind of prepared President and Chancellor that, hey, the first reaction from even trustees will be, you know, like, well, who? We've heard of him, but you know what I mean? And
right.
And I said that the first wave will be who, Then the second wave, once it starts getting reported who he is, what he's done, all those things, then it'll be like, oh, you know, then it'll be wow. And I think you guys hit the nail on the head that even those hardcore fans, you know, most hardcore college football fans know that name, Brett Bielema. They know he's been successful. Our fans who are just Razorback fans, they would like, you know, they'd be like, who is this guy from the Big Ten? And but then once he had the press conference and once the media members like yourselves and whatever reported about him, it's been just overwhelmingly positive for Brett. And I think he did a fantastic job at the press conference. I think that, you know, Brett is and I'll say it, one of us. I think he's a guy that our fans can really relate to, and the way he's come up, the way he was brought up, the, you know, what he stands for. So, you know, I think he's been a big, big hit. And even some of those fans that have sent me emails and such have sent back and said, hey, we jumped to a conclusion, great hire, those kind of things. So it's overwhelmingly positive.
When Coach B, when he's going out to find his other coaches that we have hired as far as OC or DC, how much of that control is him and how much are you still involved in that?
Well, those, I believe, that's, again, another great question. I believe strongly that the head coach has to have the ability to hire his own staff. Now, certainly I give him a salary pool that, for him to work with, and, you know, we talk about who he's considering and where he's going, but, you know, unless it was something, you know, some reason for me to step in, that's a coach's decision, head coach's decision. I've always believed that if an AD has to tell a head coach who to hire or fire on his staff, then we have the wrong head coach.
Right.
So I've given I've given him the guidelines, and he's kept me informed, and he's told me about the people he's interested in, and he's talking to, and so, you know, those are his decisions to make, and I entrust that in our head football coach.
Jeff, I don't want to take you back into the previous head coach too deeply, but the difference in the way that you have seen how Brett Bielema runs his program already in these first 2 weeks as opposed to Coach Petrino's, what's been the difference there internally?
Well, first of all, I'll say the things that are important to me. It's you know, he's going to have discipline and accountability in our program. And, you know, he said it in the press conference, and it really spoke to me, and it really spoke to our conversations leading up to you know, my hiring him. And, you know, he wants to recruit uncommon men. He wants to recruit young men who can come in here and be something different and help us, you know, achieve something we never have, and that is an SEC championship. And, you know, that term uncommon man really struck with me, and he's been about doing that ever since he got here. He does have discipline and accountability in his program. There's going to be no question about that. So our young men are going to work towards their degrees and eventually leave here. Those who stay, you know, the four or 5 years are going to leave with their degree, and those that leave early to go pro ball, which they will, we want them to be as far along in that degree as possible. And he gets that from the very beginning. That's not anything I need to twist his arm on. He believes in that and believes that's part of being a very successful program. So, you know, he's got great energy. He's in here at 6 a.m. going at it like most successful coaches. But, you know, so he's really hit the ground running, no question.
Jeff, we've got 20 seconds. If he had not sent the letter to you, do you think he would still be the head coach at Arkansas?
Oh, I think so. He was a candidate on his own merits. That really had nothing to do with his letter. Certainly, when you receive a letter like that, you know, it meant something to me, and I kept it. So, you know, it probably added something to it, but he achieved the job on his own right.
Jeff, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations on a great hire.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That's Jeff Long, Athletic Director of the Arkansas Radio.